Chapter 3, the 19th of June 1936, Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson, the former world heavyweight boxing champion, sat among the spectators in Yankee Stadium that night. Unlike most people there, he believed that Max Schmeling would survive the match against Joe Louis. He had even placed a large bet on Max Schmeling to win, and if Joe Louis lost this match, Johnson would be a rich man by the end of the night. Johnson had been the first black world heavyweight champion from 1908 to 1915, and after him, the white world of boxing swore that he would be the last. John Jack Arthur Johnson was born on the 31st of March 1878 in Galveston, Texas. He was the son of former slaves, but always saw himself as a free man and equal to any white man. Although he left school early to work in the docks, he was intelligent and spoke impressively. But he lived in an era of great prejudice. The white boxers wouldn't give a black man the opportunity to fight for the world heavyweight title. They felt it would be humiliating to have a world champion who was black. There were several great black boxers, but they were forced to fight each other, usually for very little money. They often died young and broke. As a young man, Johnson was arrested for fighting against Joe Choinsky for money, and they were imprisoned together for a month. During that month, the experienced Choinsky taught Jack everything he knew, and Jack's style developed. Jack learned to avoid his opponents and tire them out before hitting them with powerful blows. He was big and strong and soon became known as the Galveston Giant. In 1906, the Canadian Tommy Burns became the world heavyweight champion after the legendary James J. Jeffries retired. Jeffries had refused to even think about boxing against Johnson, but Jack thought he had a better chance of convincing Burns. Johnson followed Burns around the world to every fight, always buying the best ticket, and then mocking Burns from the beginning to the end of each fight. Eventually, in 1908, Burns was so angry he agreed to fight Johnson. This was a bad decision for Burns. Johnson beat him almost without effort and became the first black world heavyweight champion. The white world of boxing was furious to have a black boxing champion. After several more victories by Johnson, Jeffries announced in 1910 that he would return to challenge him to regain the title for the white race. But Jeffries was out of practice, and after being beaten up by Johnson in the fight of the century, he admitted that Johnson was a better sportsman than he was. After that, it seemed no boxer alive was in the same league as Jack Johnson, and the world began to search for a new white hope. Athletes were recruited from other sports and retired champions brought back to train them. Johnson smiled as he knocked them all out. However, what made so many white men hate Johnson was not his boxing, but his attitude. Johnson mocked his opponents as he beat them and laughed when they tried to hit him back. This behavior was not different to many other boxers, but a black man had never behaved in such a way to a white man before. Once, a U.S. sheriff stopped him for speeding and fined him $50. "Here's $100, he told the sheriff. "I'll be coming back the same way." At this time, a black man could be lynched for just looking at a white woman. But Johnson had many white lovers and used to pose with them in newspaper photographs showing his gold teeth. Jack Johnson hoped that Max Schmeling would beat Joe Louis for many reasons, and his bet was just one of them. He knew that Joe Louis spent his life trying to prove that he was not like Jack Johnson, and that offended Jack. But tonight, the entire world would see that Louis was not like Johnson, because he was going to lose this fight. It was time for the fight to begin.